Blog Hello. Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello. If you can hear me, we have a problem with Blog Talk Radio. I don't know what's the dealio. They have given me a number that I put out there to everybody. I knew something was wrong when the number came. I just thought they gave me a new number. So with that being said, I noticed we got quite a few customers. I talked to, I didn't get a chance to talk to these people. I talked to a couple of people from Texas. But hold on, open all the mic. I'm opening up everybody's mic. Hello? Everybody, I hear everybody. Open everybody. Come up down. Oh, that's you. Okay. But, guys, there's something going wrong with Blog Talk Radio. I don't know what the dealio is. They got a glitch in the program for the ones that's on. If there's anybody, I know 504-0896, you had your hand up. What's going on, Captain?
Ain't nothing much. Boom, what's happening? It's hot.
Go ahead.
Oh, what's up, hot?
Oh, nothing much. Just letting you know I'm in here listening.
Okay, that's what's up, man. And I appreciate you for calling in, man. And I wanted to sort of jump off the hinges and everything tonight. But Blog Talk Radio, I mean, apparently this show been on 6 o'clock. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, apparently, because it's on the show. I got 54 minutes left. And I know it's only a couple of minutes after 7. So there's a problem within the glitch. Even though I was only planning on being on the show, y'all saying me for an hour anyway tonight because. I was going to try to sneak out there traveling them Dakota boy ass, the little SN. But my axle ain't made it from Avondale yet. So soon as the axle makes it here from Avondale, I'm going to put those C-class back on that motherfucker and down on their ass. I'm going tonight. Because I heard it from you.
I was just calling and letting you know if Cheese decided to call in, he'll know that I wasn't bullshitting with him. If everything is everything for your race, me and him get it in.
Ooh, wait, man, it's going to be good, man. Let me tell y'all, man, I made this power move because y'all know I usually do this race with Jay Barnes and everything like that. And but I felt like he wasn't bringing up to the table. So I'm doing this race with Big B Racing, which have a pro mob himself. So and I think we got a lot to bring to the table. We'll be doing this 28 times straight out with guaranteed payouts on the pro mob situation. So y'all can look to get some pro mobs from all over the world, man. And I personally think them guys out of Texas are going to be scared to come and run the pro mob because I tell y'all who committed from Texas, though. Tree Man have committed. And y'all already know there's a rival going on between the Bullet Car and Tree Man. So y'all already know that's going to happen. Now, I'm going to say this here because I want the word to get back. Now, the Bird Boy told me this right here. If y'all get Birdman down there with his new car down on his ass, they will go. Now, y'all know Birdman won't be able to get into the Pro Mod shootout with them because, you know, he's a forced induction car, and this is a nitrous shootout. So, get out of here, Cat. Come on, Kitty. Get out of here, Cat. But anyway... the Bird Boy them did say that they would go down on Birdman crew. That they would go down on the Birdman crew ass ASAP. So with that being said, I do know quite a few of them guys out of Texas are gonna come down, man, because you know this is an invasion of Louisiana. And everybody tries to evade the Louisiana area to get action. And everybody that comes know they're going to get action. If you got 28s, no bars, no chassis, you already know. Hurrah, and everybody's listening. We have the minimum of 16 cars when that showdown comes apart. Even when we do the Madisonville boys race, we got a minimum of 16 cars. So with that being said, it's going to be good, man. It's going to be good. I'm responsible for the 28 tie side of it. Bullet Number is responsible for promoting the pro mods and inviting people down for that. And I can tell y'all, man, it's going to be good. Because your boy Kirk with the look, I Rock, said he's going to win that money again. So I don't know. hot rod, you know. So we might have to get them old bars out that old Mustang, man, and try to get it worked in between 9 and March 12, man, and make it work without the bars, bro.
It's going to definitely be off.
I think it's a big country. Because
you're my hot rod, what's up, bro? Hey, hot rod, he going to tell me to post that the show's canceled, then he's going to jump on here. How you like that, hot rod?
Well, no. I still want you to put that out there because I mean we only got like 5 or 6 people on here and I don't want to leave these guys lingering, you know, just on the line, you know what I'm saying?
I know, I'm messing with you, boo. Give me some shit.
You know.
The show's gonna cut off
at 8 o'clock anyway, but like I said, in the meantime, in between time, you know, y'all you know, we were all just communicating, and I just want y'all guys to know, you know what I'm saying, the circumstances of the repercussions of what's going on. And I'm going to get y'all guys, hey, we got 5 days of information. Tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, y'all can get it in, you know what I'm saying, me? And I can tell y'all guys on true street calls, on true street DOT ties, y'all can catch every bum on wheels this weekend. I can tell y'all, I'm from our full exhaust. All DOT tires. So, y'all can look out. Everybody on DOT tires, full exhaust. You know what I'm saying? True street car, license plate, insurance, special nigga. Let's get it. True street car. Let's get it. So, with that being said, the little truck that could have part 5. This is a custom car that I'm driving. You know what I'm saying? This little truck on, this little truck said, you know, they're going to shoot it and get it. Shake it down and get it. So, well, I'm gonna be out there in Mexico. Hopefully by 9 o'clock. Hopefully by 9 o'clock I'll be out there in Mexico. So, you know, I flung an axle the last time I was out there. I ain't gonna leave on it this time. I'm gonna roll out and get on. I shook and got dog and broke that axle. But if anybody got anything to say, y'all go ahead and say it. I know I just said what he had to say. And I know Big Country said he working slowly, but you know things kind of shaky with him. But he said he working though. He wants y'all to know he working. And the racing game ain't safe when he come out. I'll just tell you what the man said. Now don't shoot me. I'm just a messenger. The man on the line. If y'all want to talk to him. But ladies and gentlemen, if ain't nobody got nothing to say, I'm gonna close this thing out so nobody can call in and you know and be just sitting there listening. But I'm going to try to rectify this here. I don't know, man. I got so much shit going on. But y'all need to be in the house. I'm promoting this race for Fat Tuesday. And I'm hoping y'all guys come on out and support Hattiesburg Track for the Fat Tuesday race. And I heard a lot of other people are doing, no problem is doing them too. So y'all ain't got no problem having no racing this weekend. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, y'all have a blessed weekend. Y'all drive safe. Y'all wear your safety gear and do what you got to do to maintain and stay out here and race all the time. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate y'all for calling in and keep supporting the show. I'm going to keep paying for the show. Thank you.
That's it?
There wasn't many people on it. How many people